الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين. Today's class is on the section of Salatul Jama'ah. And this particular aspect of Salatul Jama'ah today is on the repeating of the Salatul, the repeating of the Salat of the Ma'mum, or the person who follows the Imam in Salah, when he stands on the right, on the left hand side of the Imam. On the left hand side of the Imam. Does the Ma'mum have to repeat the Salah when he stands on the left hand side of the Imam? Sheikh Fadlan, حفظه الله صالح ابن غائم صالح ابن غانم الفدلان, who was a teacher in the College of Sharia in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, in the Department of Fiqh, which is the University of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Sa'ud. He says in his book called Salatul Jama'a Hukmuha wa Ahkamuha wa Tanbihu على من يقع فيه فيها من بدع وأخطاء. He says, بينت السنة موقف الإمام والمأموم وأحكام الصفوف في صلاة الجماعة. That the Sunnah has explained the position of the Imam and the Ma'mum. And it has also explained the legal rulings of the rows in the congregational prayer. He says, فَالْإِمَامُ يَقِفُ تَلْقَاءَ وَسَطِ الصَّفْ. So the Imam stands in front, in the middle of the row. إِذَا كَانَ يَأُمُّ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ وَاحِدًا. And that's when he is leading more than one. وَالْمَأْمُومُ الْوَاحِدُ. And the Ma'mun is one person. يَقِفُ عَلَى يَمِينِ الْإِمَامِ بِحِذَائِهِ إِذَا كَانَ إِثْنَيْنِ فَقَطُ. إِمَامٌ وَمَأْمُومٌ. The Ma'mun stands on the right side of the Imam next to his shoulder. And if there's two only, mean the Imam and the Ma'mun, this is where he stands, which is on the right hand side of the Imam next to his shoulder. أما إذا كانوا ثلاثة فيتقدم أحدهم إماما ويقف الاثنان خلفه والصبي يقف مع الرجال. As for if there are three, individuals, then one of them stands in the front as the Imam and the other two stand behind him. And the young boy stands with the men. وَإِن كَثُرَ الرِّجَالُ وَالصِّبْيَانُ يَتَقَدَّمُ الرِّجَالُ ثُمَّ الصِّبْيَانُ ثُمَّ النِّسَاءُ خَلْفَ الصِّبْيَانِ وَإِذَا كَانُوا رِجَالًا وَالنِّسَاءً فَقَطْ يَقِفُ الرِّجَالُ خَلْفَ الْإِمَامِ ويقف النساء خلف الرجال وبهذا جاءت السنة. And if the men are in great numbers and children are in great numbers, the boys that is, then the men stand in the front and then the boys, then the women behind the boys. And if there were men and women only, then the men stand behind the Imam and the women stand behind the men. And this is what the Sunnah has come with. An example of that from the Sunnah is عن جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري في حديث طويل. That Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, in a long hadith, and that part of the hadith that we're interested in says, فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي فجئت فجئت فقمت عن يساره. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is only part of the hadith, the long hadith, that he stood, the Messenger of Allah stood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray. So I came and stood on his left side. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدَيِّ فَأَدَارَنِي حَتَّى أَقَامَنِي عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. So then he took me by my hand and he redirected me until he stood me to his right side. ثُمَّ جَاءَ جَبَّارُ بْنُ صَخْرٍ فَتَوَضَّأَ. Then Jabbar ibn Sakhr came and he made wudu. ثُمَّ جَاءَ فَقَامَ عَنْ يَسَارِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَخَذَ بِيَدَيْنَا جَمِيعًا فَدَفَعْنَا حَتَّى أَقَامَنَا خَلْفَهُ. Then he came and he stood on the left side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasneeman kathira, took us by our hands, all of us, and pushed us until he made us stand behind him. In this particular narration, one of the things that becomes clear is that the imam does not walk up to the front when there's one person with him and another person comes. That one person is on the right hand side of the imam, and it's just he and the imam, meaning the imam and the ma'mum. And that person stands on the right hand side of the imam, and a second person comes. That person, the imam that is, does not move up, alaykum salam, but rather the imam pushes the two individuals behind him and he stays in his position. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال صليت أنا ويتيم لنا خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيتنا وأم سليم خلفنا. First hadith that we read on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari is in Sahih Muslim, and this hadith from Anas ibn Malik is also from Sahih Muslim, which he says that I prayed myself and an orphan that we had behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our house, and Sulaim prayed behind us. Sulaim, of course, is the narrator's mother, who is Anas ibn Malik. قال البغوي, Imam al-Baghawi says in his book called Sharh al-Sunnah, وفي الحديث دليل على تقديم الرجال على النساء في الموقف. In this hadith, the hadith that was just presented, is proof that the men stand in front of the women in their places. وَأَنَّ الصَّبِيَّ يَقِفُ مَعَ الرِّجَالِ, and that the boy stands with the men. لِأَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ أَن يَكُونَ إِمَامًا لِلرِّجَالِ, because it's permissible for them to be an imam for the men. فَإِن كَثُرَ الرِّجَالُ وَالسِّبْيَانُ, and if the men and the boys are more, and meaning in abundance, يَتَقَدَّمُ الرِّجَالُ ثُمَّ السِّبْيَانُ ثُمَّ النِّسْوَانُ, then the men stand in front, then the boys, then the women. That is the statement by Imam al-Baghawi in his book that we mentioned in the third volume, number 829, the hadith. وَقَالَ الْمَرْدَاوِي فِي الْإِنصَافِ, and Al-Mardawi rahimahullah ta'ala says in his book called Al-Insaf, فَإِنْ اجْتَمَعَ أَنْوَاعٌ, and if all of these different categories of people, meaning the women and the men, etc., and the children, the boys, come together in a congregation, يُقَدِّمُ الرِّجَالُ ثُمَّ السِّبْيَانُ ثُمَّ الْخَنَافَةُ, الله أكبر.
ثم نساؤه أي على سبيل الاستحباب وهو المذهب، وعليه أكثر الأصحاب، اختاره ابن عدروس في تذكرته وجزم به في الشرح والوجيز والرعايتين والحاويين وابن تميم والمنتخب والمذهب الأحمد، وقدمه في الفروع والنظم.
If they come together, those varieties of people, then the men will be in the front, then the boys, then the hermaphrodites, then the women. And this is in a manner that is recommended, Al-Marawdawi says. And of course, for those of us who don't know who a hermaphrodite is, a hermaphrodite is a man, is a person who has both sexual organs. And of course, the ulama of Islam, the fuqaha in specific, they say that whichever one of those organs is more functional, then that is what is going to determine what that person is. If the penis is more functional than the vagina, then it's a man. And if the vagina is more functional than the penis, then it's a woman. And if both of them are functional equally, Allahu Musta'an. And this is the madhab of which most of the people of that madhab, like Ibn Adrus in his book called Tazkira, and which he chose in the book Al-Sharh, Al-Mardawi, and also Al-Wajid, and Ri'ayataini, Wal-Hawiyaini, and also Ibn Tamim, and his book called Al-Muntaqab, and also the madhab of Imam Ahmed, and this was also mentioned, presented by him in Al-Furu' and Al-Nazm. So as to what comes after that pertaining to this subject, فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةُ حُضُورٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ وَالْمَأْمُومُ فِيهَا عَلَى أَدَبِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ مِنَ السُّكُونِ وَالْوَقَارِ. So the salah, indeed, when the people are in salah, are in front of the Lord of the world, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when they're in front of the Lord of the world, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then it is incumbent upon them that the Imam and the Ma'moom in the Salah has the etiquette and the manners of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tranquility and sobriety. وَوُقُوفُ قُلٍ فِي مَقَامِهِ اللَّائِقِ بِهِ. And they should stand, each of them, in his place in a manner befitting. وَلْيَعْلَمِ الْأَئِمَّةُ ذَلِكَ. And the Imams, the scholars of Islam, they know this. وَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ. And they, the Imams, they fear Allah in their salah. لَيَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَالْهُدَى. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will connect their hearts and gather their hearts and rally their hearts towards truth and guidance. لكن ما الحكم لو خالف المأموم موقفه فبدلا من أن يقف على يمين الإمام وقف على يساره ما حكم صلاته من حيث العيادة وعدمها. But what is the legal ruling if the Ma'moom opposes the position and then instead of doing it correctly he stands correctly standing at the imam, at the imam's right side, he stands on his left side. What is the hukm of his salah? And from the point of repeating the salah or not having any salah at all, the Sheikh Sadlan says, حفظه الله لا يخلو هذا الأمر من عدة صور. This particular issue is not devoid of a number of aspects. Al-Ula, the first one,
أن يقف الإمام عن يسار الإمام أن يقف المأموم عن يسار الإمام ويكون عن يمين الإمام أو خلفه أحد.
The first aspect we can find of this, or example, in the many examples that would not, this issue would not be devoid of, is that the ma'moom stands on the left of the imam, and he will be on the right of the imam, or behind him, or someone being behind him. That the ma'moom will stand on the left of the imam, and he would be on the right of the imam, or someone would be behind him. That's the first scenario. الثانية أن يقف المأموم عن يسار الإمام وخلفهما صف. That the ma'moom stands to the left of the imam and the two of them in a row.
الثالثة أن يقف الإمام عن يسار الإمام أن يقف المأموم عن يسار الإمام مع خلو يمينه ولم يكن خلفه أحد.
That the ma'moom, the person who's following, stands at the left of the imam, leaving the space up to the right of him when there's nobody behind him.
ففي الصورتين الأوليين تصح صلاته.
In the first two examples, the salah is valid. The first example is that the ma'moom stands at the left of the imam and at the right of the imam will be or he will be at the right of the imam, or someone behind the imam, or behind him will be somebody. In other words, you have the ma'moom on the right of the imam, or he'll be on the left of the imam, and there'll be somebody behind him. That salat will be valid. Right. Right. The ma'moom will stand on the right, the left of the imam. ويكون عن يمين الإمام. And he will be on the right, and then the other person will be on the right of the right of the imam, or someone will be behind him. That's the first scenario. That one, he doesn't have to repeat the salah. The second, أن يقف المأموم عن يسار الإمام, that the ma'moom stands at the left of the imam, وخلفهما صف, and behind the two of them is a row. Right? He doesn't have to repeat his prayer. The third one, his prayer is valid. The third scenario, أن يقف المأموم عن يسار الإمام مع خلو يمينه ولم يكن خلفه أحد. That the ma'moom stands at the left of the imam while there's a space for to the right of him and there's no one behind him. So the person standing on the left of the imam with nobody behind him to the right, on the right of him or the left of him. The first two scenarios, the salat is valid. وَأَمَّا فِي الصُّورَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ, but as for the third example, فَقَدْ اخْتَلَفَ الْفُقَهَاءُ فِي إِعَادَةِ صَلَاةِ الْقَائِمِ عَنْ يَسَارِ الْإِمَامِ عَلَى قَوْلَيْنِ. The scholars of Islam, the fuqaha, they differ in terms of repeating the salat of the person who stands on the left of the imam, and there are two opinions. Right? Meaning the left of the imam when there's no one on the right of him and no one behind him. Not like the first two scenarios. Right, or somebody behind him. You can have somebody on the right or the left and somebody behind him. The second one is the person standing to the left of him, and behind him are two people in a row. But the third example is somebody standing to the left of him with nobody on the right and nobody behind him. So they differ on that third one. First two, they don't differ. They say that the salat is sahih, sahiha. But as for the third one, they differ in two opinions. Al qawlul awwalu, the first opinion, the first
opinion of the two opinions. تصح صلاته فلا يعيدها. His salat is valid and he doesn't have to repeat it. وهو قول جمهور العلماء. And that is the opinion, the statement of the majority of the imams of the madhhab. الحنفية والمالكية والشافعية. The Hanafis, the Malikis, and the Shafi'is. ورواية عند الحنابلة. And one narration among the Hanbalis. القول الثاني لا تصح صلاته. The second opinion is that the salat is not valid. فيعيدها إذا أدى ركعة كاملة. He's going to have to repeat it if he has performed one complete rak'ah. عن يسار الإمام, when he's on the left hand side of the imam. وهو المذهب عند الحنابلة. And that is the madhab opinion of the Hanbali. And we'll come back to the evidences insha'Allah after the salah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi wa sallam. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We'd like to continue with the section on the section of Salat al-Jama'ah, or the subject of Salat al-Jama'ah. And does the Ma'moon have to repeat his Salat if he stands on the left side of the Imam? And we mentioned three scenarios, the first two of which the ulama of Islam say that the salah is sahiha, that it is valid and doesn't have to be repeated. And the third of those three positions or three scenarios is that the salah of the person who stands on the left of the imam has to be repeated, and there were two opinions. Who was here? Remember the opinion? The two opinions? I mentioned both of them. You're sitting right there. What was the first opinion? It's valid. And who are those people? It was the Jamhur of the Ulama. Who were they? Hanafis, the Malikis, and the Shafi'is. And one narration with the Hanbalis. The second opinion? That is invalid. And that's from the Hanbali point. And now the evidence. الأدلة أدلة القول الأول. The proofs of the first opinion, who is the Hanafi, Maliki, and the Shafi'i. وفي رواية الحنابلة استدل أصحاب القول الأول بما يأتي. The people of the first camp, the first opinion, they use this as an evidence. بما رواه ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال بت عند خالتي ميمونة. بما رواه ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال بت عند خالتي ميمونة رضي الله تعالى عنها فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يصلي من الليل فقمت أصلي معه عن يساره فأخذ برأسي فأقامني عن يمينه. The first evidence of the first proof. عليكم السلام. They use this as a proof, which is on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where he said, I stayed with my aunt, my maternal aunt, Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood up for Qiyamul Layl, and I stood with him on his left, and he took me by my head and positioned me to his right. ووجه الاستدلال. And the main aspect of the proof that they're using from this hadith إن ابن عباس وقف في ابتداء صلاته التحريمة عن يسار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وقد كان إماما وجوز النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقتداءه به ولم يأمره بإعادة التحريمة، فدل ذلك على صحة صلاة من قام عن يسار الإمام. The fact that Abdullah ibn Abbas stood in the beginning of his salah with the tahrima from the left side of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the imam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it permissible for him to follow him and didn't order him to repeat his salah from the tahrima, right, is an indication that the salah was valid for whoever stands on the left of the imam. You follow the point? You understand the point? You brothers understand the point? That he stood on the left side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the salat was invalid, when he moved him, took him by his head, and positioned him to his right, he would have told him to repeat it over instead of putting him on the right hand side. You understand? You got it, Ali? Sadiq, do you have it? A little bit. Now. No, but the hadith doesn't say it should be a little bit behind. Yeah, but I don't see how they can use it. Yeah, because the Shaykh himself, Sadlan, he says, يَقِفُ عَلَى يَمِينَ الْإِمَامِ بِحِذَائِهِ إِذَا كَانَا يعني مثنن إِذَا كَانَا اثنين فقط الإمام والمأموم. So that means, even though some people say that it should be the other way around, we should be behind, stand up for a minute. Have symmetry. You're equal. Now. Okay. So that's the proof of the first one, first group. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. And also, وَبِمَا وَرَدَ فِي حَدِيثِ جَابِرٍ وَجَبَّارِ السَّابِقَ. And because of the proof that we gave in the other two hadiths from Jabir and also Jabbar. We remember those hadiths, right? Okay. حيث لم يأمرهما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بإعادة التحريمة. Because he didn't order them to do it all over again. Right? Starting from the تحريمة. تحريمة تكبيرة التحريمة. Right? فدل على صحة صلاة من قام عن يسار الإمام فلا يعيدها. And this is a proof of the validity of the prayer of the person who stands to the left of the imam, that he does not repeat it. وَلِأَنَّ صِحَّةَ الصَّلَاةِ مُتَعَلَّقَةٌ بِتَوَفُّرِ الْأَرْكَانِ وَالشُّرُوطَ وَهِيَ مَوْجُودَةٌ فِي حَقٍ مَنْ قَامَ عَنْ يَسَارِ الْإِمَامِ فَصَحَّتْ صَلَاتُهُ فَلَا يُعِيدُهَا. And because the validity of the salah is connected to the many principles and conditions of the salah, and they are present in the situation of the one, or in the issue of the one who stands on the left of the imam. So his salah is valid and he doesn't repeat it. وَلِأَنَّ هَذَا مَوْقِفٌ فِيمَا إِذَا كَانَ عَنْ يَمِينِ الْإِمَامِ أَحَدٌ فَلْيَكُنْ مَوْقِفًا وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ أَحَدٌ كالجانب الأيمن إذ هو أحد الجانبين وإذا صح كونه موقفا صحت صلاة من وقف فيه فلا يعيدها. And because this position concerning to the about if the one stands to the right of the imam if it's a person is to the right of the imam, then he'll be in that particular place. So the right of the imam. And if there wasn't anyone to the right of the imam, still he has to be in that place. Like a person who's on the right side of the two of one of the two sides. You follow? With me? And if, owing to the fact that that position is correct, then the salah is correct for whoever stands there, and he doesn't have to repeat it. It's the incorrect place to stand, but it doesn't invalidate the salah. He doesn't have to do it over. Because if that was the case, the Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari and Jabbar ibn Sakhr, he would have told them to repeat it, and also Abdullah ibn Abbas. واستدل أصحاب القول الثاني بما يأتي. And as for the second camp, the ones who say that it is not valid, who are the Hanabila, Hanbalis, they use this. استدل بحديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال بت عند خالة ميمونة بنت الحارث رضي الله عنها فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل فقمت أصلي معه فقمت عن يساره فأخذ برأسي فأقامني عن يمينه. You know why he's laughing? You know why he's laughing? Tell me why you're laughing. It's the same hadith. The people using the same hadith that the people say that it's not valid, that it is valid. The people who say it's not valid are using the same hadith. وبما ورد في حديث جابر السابق. And they use the other hadith from Jabir also. ووجه الاستدلال. And the proof, the aspect of proof that they use in that hadith. من هذين الحديثين. From these two hadith. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رد بن عباس وجابرا وجبارا ورضي الله عنهم أجمعين حين وقفوا عن يساره فدل على أنه لا يجوز للمأموم أن يقوم عن يسار الإمام. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم pushed Abdullah ibn Abbas and Jabir and Jabbar when they were standing to his left, which is an indication that it's not permissible for the Ma'mum to stand to the left of the Imam. نعم. وبناء على هذا فإن من وقف هذا الموقف فصلاته فاسدة. Based on this, whoever stands in that particular position, that the salat is defective. It's فاسدة. لمخالفته لموقف المأموم بالوقوف فيه وإلا لتركهم لتركهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because it's opposition to the position of the ma'mum, of them standing there. And if not, and if it wasn't that way, then the Prophet ﷺ would have left them there. First one seems to be the strongest. That's another issue over there. We're not dealing with that issue yet. We're dealing with, do you have to repeat it if you stand in the room? And on the left. والراجح, the strongest of opinion, inshallah, هو القول الأول, is the first position. وهو أن صلاة من يقف عن يسار الإمام صحيحة, that the salah of the person who stands to the left is valid. لا سيما وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يأمر بنا لم يأمر ابن عباس وجابرا وجبارا رضي الله عنهم بإعادة التحريمة. Especially because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not order ابن عباس nor جابر nor جبار رضي الله عنهم أجمعين with making the تحبير to إحرام تكبير to إحرام all over again, right? Because you know the Prophet ﷺ said, the salah is that which takbiruhu tahreem wa taslimuhu tahleel. Right? That the thing that makes it haram, everything haram in it, is the takbir. The thing that makes everything halal, again with it, is the taslim. Right? So the beginning of the salah is Allahu Akbar. If you have to do it over again, you have to do that Allahu Akbar over again. Right? So he says, وَقَدْ وَقَعَتْ حَالُ قِيَامِهِمْ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ وَلِوَجَاهَةٍ مَا اسْتَدَلُّوا بِهَا. And the condition of their qiyam on his right, excuse me, on his left, had occurred. And him facing and their being directed, redirected, is the evidences that the first group used. That's the evidence they used. That they were redirected, not told to make i'adah. Make i'adah. Let me repeat it. So that's a strong proof. A strong proof. وقال الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله مرجحا هذا القول. And Sheikh عبد الرحمن بن سعدي, who was one of the premier scholars from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in this century, and was also one of the chief teachers of our Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, giving the strongest of opinion in a nutshell, he said, والصحيح, that which is correct, أن وقوف المأموم عن يمين الإمام سنة مؤكدة, that the position, the standing of the Ma'moom on the right side of the Imam is a sunnah mu'akkada. لا واجب تبتلو بتركه الصلاة. It's not obligatory, which would violate the salah of being it left off. فتصح صلاته عن يسار الإمام مع خلو يمينه. And the salah of the person who stands to the left of the Imam, even though there's no one on the right, will be valid. لأن النهي إنما ورد عن الفذية عن الفذية. وأما إرادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس لما وقف عن يساره إلى يمينه فإن ذلك يدل على الأفضلية لا على الوجوب, لأنه لم ينهى عنه, والفعل يدل على سنية, فتأخير كتأخيره جابرا وجبارا لما وقف عن جانبيه إلى خلفه فإنه نذير إرادته لابن عباس وذلك دليل الأفضلية فقط. That the standing of the ma'moom to the right of the imam is sunnah mu'akkada. It's not wajib. The person leaves it off the salah, voiding out the salah, in other words, if it's left off. It's not wajib. He says the salah of the person who stands to the left of the imam, even though there's no one on the right, although the right is empty, there's a space there, he says because the prohibition is reported, in a manner that it is a fadhiyya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what this means, but I believe what this means is that it means that just one person is standing there. The hadith is talking about one person. In other words, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam redirecting Abdullah ibn Abbas when he stood to his left and turning him to his and redirecting him to his right, that is proof of superiority, not obligation. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَدُولُ عَلَى الْأَفْضَلِيَّةِ لَا عَلَى الْوُجُوبِ. That's a proof that's the preferred place, not the obligatory place. Because he didn't prohibit him. The Prophet ﷺ didn't prohibit him. And the action indicates that it's sunnah. Like delaying or pushing back, Jabir and Jabbar, when they stood to his sides, pushing them to the back. Right? Because the similarity of redirecting Ibn Abbas shows that the proof is afdaliyya only, not that it's wajib. It's a strong proof.
you think about that, Sheikh Khalil? Huh? In other words, if it was wajib for you to stand on the right, then that means the people that he pushed to his from his left to his right would have had to repeat the salat all over again. That's the proof. That's what Sheikh As-Sa'di is saying. If it was wajib, the Messenger of Allah cannot let you do something that's haram. He can't let you leave out a wajib. If you violated something by standing in the wrong position, it's wajib to stand on the right. Why did he make him repeat the salat over again? And why did he push those two people back who was on the left and the right of him? Why did he tell him to make that salat over again? After the salat was over. Instead of just pushing him to the back. When one was standing on his left and the other was standing on his right. He said, this indicates al-afdaliyyah. Doesn't indicate wujub. That it's afdal. It's better to stand on the right. Not that it's haram to stand on the left. Huh? If you do it intentionally, it'll just be mukhalif to sunnah. It'll be in opposition to the sunnah. But where's the sin? And where does it say you have to do it over again? Even if you did it intentionally. If it makes it defective, the Messenger of Allah would have told him to make it over again because the salah would have been defective. The Messenger of Allah wouldn't want the companions to make the salah defective. Make a defective salah without correcting it. The point is that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would never allow something to happen in his presence that would not give the people something that's going to give them, make them better in their worship to Allah. Qultu, Sheikh Sadlan says, وَهَذَا الْقَوْلُ هُوَ الْمُنَاسِبُ. He says, in this position, this statement by Abdurrahman ibn Sa'adi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, is that that's the position that is more suitable. He said, جَمْعًا بَيْنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ. جَمْعًا بَيْنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ. By combining all the evidences. فَيُعْتَبَرُ قَوْلًا تَفْصِيلِيًّا فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ. He said, and then that statement, that detailed opinion, would be considered in this particular issue. كما أنه يلزم الإمام إذا كان المأموم واحدا ووقف عن يساره أن يديره على يمينه. Essentially necessary for the Imam, if the Ma'moom was only one person, to position him to his who stood to his left, to redirect him to his right. يلزم إمام إذا كان المأموم واحدا. Like the case if the Imam, it would be obligatory on the Imam that when the Ma'moom is one person and he stands to the left of the Imam, to redirect him to his right in compliance and obeying the action, following the action of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min idaratihi li ibn Abbas wallahu a'lamu. Like he did with sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, redirecting Abdullah ibn Abbas, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. الله أعلم الله أعلم بالصواب. And inshallah we're going to end that in this section with that inshallah. فسبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. فإن أصبت فمن الله وإن أخطأت فمن نفسي. فآخر دعوتنا إن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.